Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. Let's dive right into today's show. A lot of great feedback on the last podcast. Thank you so much. Talked about April 19th, what it means to our family. Our son, our only son, our firstborn, Matthew, was born and then died the same day. 20-weeker. And, you know, just to kind of put wrap a bow around that last podcast, I try not to get too high or low. That's always kind of been my thing. Now, I get overly excited about stuff, you know. If my Buffalo Bills ever win a Super Bowl, I think that would be really the best test of can I maintain any semblance of sanity, which I think I would go insane in a good way. But getting back into the serious mode, things like that happen. You've had bad stuff happen, right? Bad stuff happens to good people more often than we want, but that's the way it goes. And I try not to stay in that low zone for too long. So it's kind of wrapping a bow around that last podcast. That was a tough, tough time, not being able to take our son home with us after he was born. But look at the bright side. We got four healthy kids all born on, well, not all born on their due date. Susan was a 24-weeker. But you know what's funny? In that scenario, Angela started having complications right around the same time, 18, 20 weeks. Spent the summer of 2014 in bed, and water breaks at 23 weeks and delivers at 24. Kids given 2 hours to live. And here she is, turning 10 years old this year. So going through that experience with our firstborn, it didn't end up good, right? I mean, he didn't live, but it was kind of that first thought when she was having complications with Susan. Here we go again. Like, that's a natural thought. Here we go again. And then from there, it was, hey, we're doing better than we did last time. We made it to 21 weeks, made it to 22, didn't make it to 24. But, you know, anyway, you draw from that kind of experience. So thank you for the feedback. I hope it helped you out. Maybe you got a story very similar. You're like, yeah, I can relate, man. I get it. And we keep moving on, keep pressing on, doing the best we can. So let's do a quick turn into today's message, talking about your message, talking about how to discover what your zone of genius is. And I think the easiest way to describe this, because a question I get all the time is, I don't know what I would teach or talk or share or speak about. Well, think about something that comes incredibly easy to you, something very simple for you. You don't really need to put a whole heck of a lot of thought into it, but for other people, they do. You know, it's not easy for them. And so I use this analogy. You know, if you were to, have you ever driven to the grocery store or to work and you pulled into your parking spot and you have no recollection of ever driving there? You know, you did. Obviously, you made it there safely. You're there. You're parked in the spot. But you don't really, like, I used to do that 1,000 times driving home from the job. Like, I would just be such a zombie. I'd pull into our garage and be like, I do not even remember that drive home. But it was a habit. It's what's called a habit. It's something that you do without even really giving any thought to. You can still execute it, you know? If you were to compare that to somebody who just got their learner's permit, do you think they would remember driving to the grocery store? Of course, it'd be filled with anxiety. They'd remember everything. Probably all the way up to their first 6 months of driving, they could remember every drive they take. But it's different because they just started. So that's really how you discover, you know, what do I really love to do? And you got to get away from this mindset. Oh, yeah, but everybody can do that. No, everybody can't. Everybody can't. Don't fall into that trap just because it's simple to you and it's easy. It's not that same way for everybody else. So if you think about something that has become a habit for you that you really enjoy doing, that's kind of where your zone of genius is. You know, for me, it was always kind of having a high energy level, teaching a lesson, sharing a story, love to make people laugh, love to motivate individuals. And I look, that doesn't sound very monetizable, right? It's not like you hear that and you're like, oh, wow, dude's a genius. But when I picked up the microphone and I started recording these podcasts and then speaking from stage, I realized that really was my gift that God had given me, was the, which is so weird because being a stutterer, that's the last thing you would ever equate to, hey, this is my gift. I struggle speaking, but I'm going to go record my voice. But you never know. And you know what? There was a lot of individuals who found inspiration in the fact that I was stuttering. Like, wow, that gives me hope because I have a stutter. I have a stammer, you know? Forget about the ones who are like, when I hear people say, I don't like the sound of my voice. Like, hey, welcome to the party, pal. I don't like that. I never liked the sound of mine either. Never liked the sound of mine either. Speaking is always a challenge for me. And forget the fact that I stuttered. I didn't. Whoever wants to hear the sound of their voice? But it became a habit for me, you know, from as long as I can remember, through my teenage years, always yakking it up. Forget if I stuttered, man. I never stopped talking. All through, you know, my 20s and then into my early 30s, I'm like, yeah, I think I can do something with this, you know. Communicating, speaking doesn't come easy for everybody. A lot of people get afraid to speak in a group of people. They get nervous. They get sweaty. They forget what they're going to say. They're worried about everybody judging them. I think I can help people. Like, I think I can help people. And then once I started down that road, I'm like, I'm going to journal what I'm doing. And if there's a marketplace for this, then there's a marketplace for it. So I'm going to journal how I record these audios. I'm going to journal how I speak from stage. I'm going to create a course, and I'm going to teach people who one-on-one in a small group as well. I'm going to teach them how to do this stuff because I think everybody's got, and I've always said, everybody's got a story to share, lessons to teach, you know, but they don't know how, they don't have the confidence to do it. They're caught up in their head and the mindset and all that good stuff. So I think I'll focus on that, you know? And then recently, I call it a ministry, I mean, has evolved into reaching out to faith-based individuals who want to launch a podcast, sharing how God has showed up in their life and inspiring other people without any attachment to the outcome, whether you get 100 people listening or 100,000 or a million, doesn't matter. The fact that you're out there and you have the courage to plant these seeds and show up in the marketplace as that messenger, that's now what I'm running ads for, you know, someone who wants to start their ministry. And by the way, if this is speaking to you, go ahead and book a call. You know, just go to Launch My Movement. Give me your name and email in there. Book a call on Zoom, and we'll have a conversation about how you can launch your ministry. I think everybody should have one. I started mine 20 years ago, and it still is today. Going to be a fisher of men, right? Just like I talked about on the last podcast. So what is the habit? What's the habit that you do? And you really don't have to give it a ton of thought, but somebody else would struggle trying to figure that out. And I think that's where your zone of genius is. I really do. And you're going to want to overcomplicate it and overthink it. And that's why most people can't find it, because they're like, oh, it's got to be more than just this. No, I just shared how I found mine. You know, Sam, you got great energy. Okay, great. I'm going to go be a speaker and I'm going to go yell and into a microphone and let's see how it works. Eh, not too bad. So far, so good. Still going in 2024. So don't overthink it. Don't overcomplicate it. Make it that similar type of thought process, pulling into the grocery store. You really don't remember you driving there, but you know you did it. You did it competently, and you could teach a 15-year-old with got a learner's permit how to do it. You know, use that type of mindset. I think you're just going to be – it's a perfect place to start. You'll end up going – you know, the journey is the journey, wherever you want to take this thing, but that's a great place to start. All right, hope this message found you in a good spot. Hope it planted a seed in good soil when you're ready to launch your own ministry – and encourage, inspire people around the world. Get a hold of me, and you and I will have a conversation. Go to launchmymovement.com. All right, say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for. Amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.